In Daniel 5, we've got the reasons why Belshazzar was condemned, and I want to focus on verse 22. You, his son, Nebuchadnezzar's son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all this. He was intended to have learnt from the experiences of his father, or from Nebuchadnezzar. He was intended to have seen how he was humbled, how he was punished for not humbling himself, and then eventually he did humble himself. And so Daniel, on God's behalf, goes through all this with Belshazzar and says, look, you're now going to be judged. It's too late. Your enemies are literally knocking on the door. And this is because you knew all this, but you did not humble your heart. And so you can deduce from that that God brings people into your life, perhaps people in your own family, people you know, and you observe what happens. People are humbled, people are punished for pride, people repent, people don't repent, and we are supposed to learn from that. This is why no meeting, no relationship that we have in life is chance in that sense. This is all intended by God. And there's a similar teaching in Matthew 21, 32, where the Lord Jesus says to the Jews that the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed John the Baptist. And afterwards, when you saw it, you still did not repent. In other words, they were condemned because they had seen prostitutes and tax collectors repenting, and they had not repented. So it is not simply that we engage with God through the Bible and we are expected to respond. It is, of course, like that. But it is also so that God brings ranges of people into our lives and we observe their responses, their repentance, lack of repentance, and those people are supposed to be examples to us, and we are supposed to respond and learn the lessons. Belshazzar didn't do that, and that is the specific reason given for his condemnation. Now, we've all got people in our lives. We've all seen the hand of God working in other people's lives. And of course, it's easier to see it going on in other people's lives than it is in your own life, in a sense. But those lives that we encounter are meant to be encountered by us. God brought those people into our lives for a purpose. You may see some humble person who is progressively humbled and yet filled with joy. They are your pattern. You may see somebody stuck up in pride who refuses to respond to God's humbling hand and the misery and eventual destruction that they meet. That is your pattern. That is your warning. So it's a case of being sensitive to what's going on, not assuming that somehow God is kind of distant and just involved occasionally, just because we occasionally go to a church or put our nose in a Bible or whatever. No, God is working all the time. And Job came to realize this in his sufferings when he says, what is man that you try him every moment, that you work so in such a detailed way, in such a complex way, every moment in human life? What is man? And in his depression, he basically says, look, God, give me a rest, give me a break. It's so intense. And it is intense. But you have to open your eyes to see it. And so this is how God works, not just through the Bible in our lives, but through, for example, experiences with people. And I think the book of Job is an example of that. Job begins a perfect man, a spiritually mature man, in God's opinion, in Job chapter 1. And that's how he ends. And so I don't think it was that suffering made him better, per se. I therefore think that why he suffered was in the end for the education and the salvation of the friends. I think that is the overall impression that one takes from the book when you look at it from that point of view. Experiences that we go through likewise may not so much be for our personal development, although of course it is all part of that, but some of them I think are there to set us up as examples, patterns, encouragements to others. Looking at life from this point of view, you start to see how, although you can't attach specific meaning to specific event, you can see the sense overall in the way that God's working.